Good afternoon. Hope you're having a great Monday. Thanks for sharing this part of your day with us here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Well, Newton police have made an arrest in an investigation in the theft and replacement of some medication of a patient at Newton Village. On July 24th, the investigation began, according to Newton police. The victim lives on the independent side of Newton Village and had her hydrocodone stolen from her apartment, replaced with Tylenol, according to police. Ashley Carter, a CMA, works at Newton Village on the nursing home side. She's been charged with prohibited acts. 29-year-old allegedly replaced the hydrocodone that the victim had been taking with Tylenol. A man from central Wisconsin who drove away from traffic stop on I-80 this past May and led officers on a high-speed chase from west of Des Moines to near Colfax has been sentenced on his Jasper County charges. 30-year-old Nicholas Ratty of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, pleaded guilty to first offense OWI, eluding, carrying weapons, and possession of marijuana. His sentence, 2 days in jail, 363 days of suspended jail time, 3 years of probation, $2,840 in fines and civil penalties, and $225 in surcharges. Around 10 p.m. May 13th, Ratty was stopped for driving 80 miles an hour eastbound on I-80 near mile marker 115. Rest report goes on to say he pulled over and talked with the officer, but when the officer asked him to get out and follow into his patrol car, Ratty sped away. During the chase, police claim the Wisconsin man reached speeds over 140 miles an hour and went into the median to get around traffic. He did eventually pull over on his own about 2 miles west of Colfax near mile marker 152. Officers say they found marijuana dabs in his backpack and that he refused a breathalyzer test. Marijuana dabs are highly concentrated marijuana derivatives. A 52-year-old Newton man accused of punching and biting his sister, Jeffrey Lee White, was arrested Saturday afternoon at the home they share in the 800 block of East 19th Street South. He's charged with domestic assault causing injury. According to the arrest report, two employees of the Mobile Crisis Center were at the residence and wrote out statements. White allegedly bit his sister on the hand, causing it to bleed. He also reportedly punched her in the face and chest. Officers say his sister was looked at by Newton paramedics but refused to be treated. An incident in Kellogg July 1st has a Kellogg man facing a $200 fine. That's the actual sentence that Nicholas Scott Jones was given. He pled guilty to simple trespass after originally being charged with second-degree attempted burglary. Incident happened around 10:20 in the evening July 1st at a residence in the 500 block of 2nd Street in Kellogg. According to police, Jones entered the porch area of a home and started pounding on a window and rang the doorbell repeatedly. An Albion woman spent her weekend at the Jasper County Jail serving a sentence for her second possession of methamphetamine conviction. 24-year-old Daniel Douglas was incarcerated Friday afternoon through this morning. Her sentence also includes paying a $625 fine, $225 in surcharges. As part of a plea agreement, four additional counts of possessing a controlled substance were dismissed. Around 7 p.m. September 19th, during a traffic stop on the westbound side of Highway 163 at Monroe, court records show Douglas attempted to hide plastic baggies in her bra. In addition to the meth, the Albion woman was caught with over 20 various pills which were not prescribed to her. Newton City Council meeting in regular session tonight. 6 o'clock is when the meeting will get underway. At the start of the meeting, they're to hear from Project Awake co-presidents Savannah Miller and Andy Stone. Towards the end of the meeting, during staff reports, Nicole Lindstrom, the library director for the Newton Public Library, is to give the City Council the annual library report. Meanwhile, the Prairie City City Council is going to be hearing about chickens at their next council meeting, November 13th. The public hearing has been scheduled to hear public input on the possibility of allowing chickens to be kept within city limits in Prairie City. City asking all interested parties to attend and be heard at that public hearing on November 13th. And Monroe putting out a reminder to its residents about snow removal. Snow removal ordinance now in effect goes from November to March 31st. In Monroe, no one can park a vehicle on a public street, alley, or city-owned off-street parking area November 1st through March 31st during periods of snowfall or within 24 hours after a snowfall. And, of course, it's Election Day tomorrow. City and school election is going to be held. Polls open 7 to 8, 7 a.m., 8 p.m. Jasper County Auditor Dennis Parrott says this is the first time in Iowa the city and school elections are being held together. He says it was a recent legislative decision
think the legislature had two things in mind. They were hoping that they could increase turnout for a regular school election and regular city elections. Oftentimes, in almost every county, came in below a 10% turnout, which is abysmal. You know, not enough people paying attention.
Yeah.
And we paid for two elections, and each election you go through the same process of hiring poll workers, training poll workers, paying for ballots, paying for programming. So they thought not only might it increase participation, but it might save costs. And this is going to be our first run at it. We'll kind of see what happens and see if the legislature was right about that.
Parrott says auditors across the state were in favor of the change.
But we worked closely with the legislature to work out the details as far as how to mesh these two elections together with the laws and the procedures and that type of thing. And, I'm anxious to see how it works out, and I hope it does. If not, we'll probably go back and ask for some modifications.
Voters casting ballots tomorrow will do so at their general election polling site. Absentee voting can still be done today. New state voter ID laws also take effect with this election. And Cher is going to perform in Des Moines next spring. Due to overwhelming demand, Cher has extended her Here We Go Again tour, announcing additional dates in 2020. And one of those dates is April 16th at Wells Fargo Arena. Newly announced date kicks off March 6th in El Paso and will visit cities including Memphis, Miami, and Kansas City before wrapping up in Sacramento. Tickets for Cher's performance April 16th go on sale Friday at noon at Wells Fargo Arena Ticket Office, HyVTix.com, or by phone, 844-55-HYV, or any Des Moines area or Ames HyVTix.com location. Funeral announcements today, a time of remembrance and celebration of life for Raymond A. Simpson, who passed away Friday morning at the age of 91 at Mercy One Newton Medical Center, will be held 1:30 tomorrow afternoon at Penn Street's funeral home. Visitation will be noon until 1:30 tomorrow, just prior to the funeral service, with burial at Irish Island City Cemetery in Kellogg. In lieu of flowers, memorials in honor of Raymond A. Simpson, designated Raymond's family or the charity of the donor's choosing. Online condolences for the family at www.pencefh.com. A funeral service for Rex Warden of Newton, who passed away at the age of 81, will occur 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Family of Rex Warden going to greet friends from 5 to 7 Monday evening, this evening at the funeral home. Lieu of flowers, memorials, the American Cancer Society of Iowa, Emmanuel Baptist Church, or Mercy One Hospice. Those memorials may be left at the funeral home. And the funeral service for Trudy Delk of Newton, who passed away at the age of 71, set for 11 a.m. Thursday at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Family of Trudy Delk going to greet friends from 5 to 7 Wednesday evening at the funeral home. Memorials Trudy's family may be left at the funeral home. That is your noontime check. Very news and funeral announcements here on KCOV. I'm Randy Vann.